guy gave me a list of 10 things not to ask your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
What's for dinner?
Yeah.
Don't ask that. I don't like
it. You do the dishes.
Don't ask. It's not on the list.
That's not a question.
Yeah.
That's a question.
It's a dumb one. Nobody asked that.
Make me a sandwich.
That's a statement.
Can I borrow some money is a bad one.
Yeah, that is horrible.
Rob asks it all the time.
Will you pick me up from court?
How many guys have you slept with?
Will you stay with me if I get locked up? Will you stay with me if I get someone pregnant?
Here's one. Here's one.
Hey, stop making that sound. I'm freaking out, man.
They also don't like it when you say, are you wearing that?
Oh.
Yep. That's
bad. They don't like it when you say, don't you ever just want to start over somewhere new?
They don't like it when you... No, never mind. Eject. Eject.
They don't like it when you ask, why don't you join the gym?
Oh.
Yes. They don't?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
They don't like it when you ask, are you PMSing?
They don't like it when you say, are you sure you need seconds?
Wouldn't you rather have a salad?
They don't like it when you ask, why do you have to be such a bee? That's a list.
Yeah. Why are you the way
that
you
list.
Are?
List.
And
just read it.
Fiend.
Love that list.
That is a great list.
That's my list.
It's a far out list, bro.
Yeah.
That is a far out list, Jen.
It is a far out
list. Yay! Rob.
Yo.
I beg you to get me emails.
Oh, I just printed a bunch out. You didn't get those?
No, I'm for real.
I know you are.
Did you not get those?
Yeah, I just read them on the air.
That was all of them?
I got a couple more.
There we go.
Someone open the window so the friendly ghost can get out is an email I just got.
No, oh, I don't like that.
From P1NYJew. P1KCR says, sexy and dumb has always sold well. No wonder Ashley's on the show. She embodies it perfectly. The other morning, everyone was teasing her about spraying a dog with vinegar. The whole bit made me laugh out loud. Laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud. About 30 seconds of Googling, I learned that this is the worst possible way to train a puppy.
Oh, no, that's...
They sent the link. They sent the link.
Oh, yeah, Google.
They sent the link.
She is horrendous, bro.
I haven't been a trainer for 17 years. Google knows better.
Killing their dogs with vinegar.
I was in sixth grade, I got paid to train dogs.
I raised my first dog.
It doesn't... It's half vinegar, half water.
Check this site out.
Whatever.
www.clickertraining.com.
Yeah, the clicker is better.
/node, N-O-D-E. /59. I hope you managed to transform the salad dog bit into a reoccurring insult during the 28-hour show. Your show is such a perfect fit for your demographic, and we are only getting older. The days are truly... I don't want to say that.
Oh, wow.
Good luck. Truly love the show, P1KCR. What'd you find, Shawnee?
Well, it says that, you know, it's a punishment. It's not for training. And it is an outdated technique.
Why you do that doggy salad thing?
It reinforces negative behavior in the dog.
She says vinegar and oil.
And causes the dog...
You only have cats.
Can I finish? And causes the dog to have a negative disposition.
Croutons.
Okay, then it's bad for you to call your cats by regular names. Because it's misleading.
What the hell are you talking about?
In fact, it goes on to say that, that this particular person wrote a piece on it about how it was outdated 10 years ago. She's revisiting a 10-year-old article saying it was outdated. Wow.
Nah.
Dog killer.
Stop.
Don't make, like Michael Vick.
Don't make a salad.
Big time.
No, not it's only if they bark and they won't stop barking and you spray once and you correct and then you praise. You actually want to encourage positive reinforcement.
What you do is you yell at them and then you kiss them.
No, and then when they're quiet for like 3 minutes,
it's
then you give them a treat.
It's called classic abuser syndrome.
You just made that up.
Yes, I did.
That is classic.
I made it up.
That is classic abuser.
Stop making stuff up, Sean.
Yes.
Let's take some phone calls.
Bad dog.
Mikey Show. I love you. Mikey Show.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Mikey.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
You having a good morning?
I don't know about that.
I just wanted to call in to say that I'm supporting everyone and everything you guys are doing. I support Sean being a fur. I support Ashley being smart.
You got it right.
I support Sky spray canning urine on herself if she wants to. I support Eddie just doing what Eddie does. And I support Rob. Hopefully he's not that girl's father.
Thank you. You're a good person.
All right. You have a good one, Mike.
You're a good guy.
All right. Bye-bye.
It's a guy that just supports, man.
I love that guy.
He says, listen, you know, there's a lot of haters out there.
Haters.
Not me.
It's a P1 support system.
Mm-hmm.
I like him.
Mikey Show.
It's Mikey?
Yes, it is.
It is P1 Fuzzy Wuzzy. Cruising down the freeway with my furry suit right now. I just wanted to check in on you guys and see how you guys are doing.
You know what, man? I'm starting to really hit a wall.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's 5 a.m. I'm starting to really hit a wall. It's hard right now. This is a very difficult time.
Hard to focus.
Very hard to focus. It's very difficult to stay awake. Very sleepy. Feel like sleep would be really nice. Very difficult at this time. My eyes are droopy. Everything in my system is screaming out to go to bed. So this is a tough time. And what I mean by that, it being tough, is it's very hard to stay entertaining in that frame of mind.
I got a fun game we can play.
What?
Yeah, I'm glad I get to work in the last 5 hours of you guys' show. Should be pretty interesting.
Awesome. Thank you, bro. What, Eddie?
Got a fun game we can play that'll kind of
wake
us up a little
bit. Let's do it. Let's play a game.
The Mikey Show Newlywed game.
Oh, let's do that.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Let's
dude,
play that.
That will wake
that
us up.
That's a great idea.
Let's play that.
Let's play the Mikey Show Newlywed game. And, Sean, you are the host.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mikey Show Newlywed game.
Yeah.
With your host, Chunky.
A chunky.
Thank you.
Chunky.
Thank you.
A chunky.
Chunky. We have questions.
Yes.
Question.
I kind of liked it.
That was so weird.
He normally only does that in a Chinese restaurant, but he's done it today.
I did in a Japanese restaurant.
Oh, was it Japanese?
Yes.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
That makes
it okay.
I got it wrong.
And racist to do it in a Chinese
way. All right. So we've got our couples here today.
Yep.
Let's give you guys some numbers here.
The couples are.
All right, go ahead, please.
Eddie and Sky, me and Ashley, Zeth and Rob.
Yeah.
Okay, couple number one.
So.
Eddie and Sky.
Who's the,
Number two.
Who's the dominant in the Zeth and Rob? Who's going to play the woman?
Who's the dominant one, Rob? Whatever.
Is your mic not on?
First
of all.
What?
With that question. But
what? Did he just, he doesn't know what we, he must
problem.
Not have heard. Yeah,
you
who?
Guys making fun of me.
We're not making fun. We were
Wake
asking.
Wake up, sweetie.
In your
I'm
guys.
I'm awake.
In your guys' relationship, who's dominant?
Who's the submissive? Who's the, you know? Who's okay. top, who's bottom?
Now I could tell by that look at Seth.
Wow.
Is the dominant.
Way to go, Seth.
Is it one of those, you know, Seth way or the highway? Rob's not even looking over here.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Talk about a crash job.
I know it crashed.
Dude, you're like 9/11 right
crashing
now.
Crashing all over the place.
Oh. All right, let's play some newlywed games.
Yeah, this will be fun.
Let's go ahead and play.
Here we go. Here we go.
We're ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Question number one.
Now, who's... Are we...
Do we have to leave the room.
No. We'll do it like we did
just write it down.
Yeah.
We're going to do the same thing?
Same thing. But hide your answers.
Okay.
Now, man answering first?
Yes. We're going to go gentleman first.
Okay. Come on, Scott.
Gentleman's choice.
Hey, wake up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gentleman's choice.
I want to win this.
So, Zeth, you'll
pick
be...
Pick a horse?
All I am, my answer is T-Shiny.
Pick You're a not. Horse.
Yeah.
Pick a horse right now. 570-1053.
I feel awake already.
Yeah, what couple?
That was huge.
Yeah, what couple do you want to hitch your wagon on? Do you want to hitch it on Sky and Eddie, who, in a very creepy way, know each other better than anybody in the world?
Oh, don't say that.
It's true, it's though. So it's so weird. It's really weird.
I don't want to, though. No, I don't want it.
Me and Ashley.
Yeah.
Or Zethy and Oates and Rob.
Oh.
570-1053. Call me right now.
Who's the dominant?
Yeah, who's the dominant one, Rob?
It's gotta be Zeth.
He's taller. Zeth, it's Zeth.
Oh,
you
yeah.
get it.
Zeth is way taller.
P1 gunslinger.
Way taller.
I hung up. I started my noisy diesel truck, and I didn't want that to feed back through the phone.
Hey, who do you want, man?
You.
All right, you got me and
okay.
Ashley.
Come
hang
on
a minute. You hang on there, buddy. P1 drill instructor is on the line. Are you there, drill instructor?
Yes.
Who? What couple you want to select?
I want Sky and Eddie.
What up?
Hey.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Okay, man, you got Sky and Eddie. Hang on the line.
What's CSUSM?
CSUSM, dude.
What is that?
Cal State San Marcos.
Yeah.
It doesn't say Cal State San Marcos. What's the U?
University.
Oh.
P1 Sainsaw is on the line. Are you there, Sainsaw?
What's going on, people?
Not too much, dude. You got Zethy and Eights. And
nice.
Boston Rob. Hang on the line.
They're lovers.
All right, let's play this newlywed game. I am alert and ready to go.
Who's the dominant?
Zethy and Oats.
All right.
Okay, gentlemen, here we go with question number one.
I'm ready.
What will your partner say is his or her favorite kind of melon?
So her favorite kind?
Yes. What will your partner say is his or her favorite kind of melon?
What? Am I? What, Rob?
Am I writing my answer down?
No, you're the girl.
You're the girl. Look at how small you are, dude.
You're built like that chicken,
so
Footloose.
We're both supposed to write down an answer, right?
No, she'll answer it, and then we hold up our cards, just like we did with the mom thing.
Just the mom
right,
thing.
So we write it down.
Yeah, the boys.
Right.
Awesome.
Did that just happen?
I think so.
Huh?
Okay, you done? Seth is done. Mike.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to go to couple number one, Eddie and Sky. Eddie, what will Sky say is her favorite kind of melon?
Well, I got to answer.
Or Sky, yeah, go ahead.
I will say watermelon.
And Eddie said watermelon.
All right.
Excellent.
I don't want to know her.
We can put it on the board.
Yeah, put it on the board.
Yeah, we put it on the board.
Put it on that board.
All right, couple number two, Mikey and Ashley. Ashley, your favorite kind of melon. Go ahead.
Watermelon.
I know my girl.
Mike said watermelon. Another one.
Yeah, dog.
You can put it on the board.
Yeah, dog.
All right, and couple number three, Rob and Zeth. Rob, what is your favorite kind of melon?
Watermelon.
And Seth said?
Watermelon.
Yeah. Lovers.
Gay. Yeah.
Lovers.
Bunk bed.
Gay.
Oh, they're kissing.
Gay.
Okay.
I hope this will never end, hee-hee.
Laugh out loud.
This one again goes for the gentleman.
Oh, I'm ready.
Gentleman's choice.
How will your partner say you would complete this sentence?
Okay, so this is what...
This is you talking.
This is me talking.
This is you talking.
And Ashley's going to say, I'll complete it like this.
This is you talking about your partner.
I'm talking about my partner.
I think it's a riot that he or she is really scared to death of blank.
Oh.
This is you speaking, gents. I think it's a riot that he or she is really scared to death of blank. You think it's a riot that your partner is scared to death of blank. Everybody have their answers done?
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right, go to couple number two.
I don't have my answer. I'm thinking.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I'm thinking.
Come on, Screech.
It's not that difficult.
I have to decide.
You think it's funny that she's scared to death of?
Fine.
All right.
Got it.
We're going to start with couple number two, Mikey and Ashley. Oh. Ashley, what will you say that Mikey thinks is a riot that you're scared to death of?
Flying.
Mikey, your answer.
Pretty much.
Was? Panties.
Panties.
She doesn't wear them, but that doesn't mean she's scared to death.
It is a good.
I say give it to him.
It's the same thing.
Mikey, get real.
It's the same thing, right?
Mikey, get real.
Like flying and panties.
All right.
This isn't a bit.
Come on.
I want to win.
I did too. I forgot.
Give it to him.
I'm tired.
Wake the hell
couple
up.
Couple number three, Rob and Seth. Rob, this is your partner speaking. I think it's a riot that he's really scared to death of.
The Yankees.
The Yankees.
Women.
Seth?
I didn't say that. No, I said that.
That was
not Rob. That was me.
I'm going to say heights.
What?
I don't know.
Why? Because you're so short.
Heights.
Yeah. So teeny.
Is that why you stayed that way?
Seth, your answer was?
To be close to the ground.
I cannot read it.
Hold that up.
Driving on bridges.
Oh, that's actually a good answer.
That's heights.
No.
It's not heights.
No way.
Not specifically.
That's the reason why bridges are high up.
Shut up.
You gotta be more specific.
I'd award it to him.
No, they're not getting that.
I thought panties and planes were the same thing.
They are.
They are not.
I get it.
Couple number one, Eddie and Sky.
Bunch of crackheads.
Sky, this is your partner speaking. I think it's a riot that he's really scared to death of what?
See, I keep going back and forth.
You guys are married.
I want to say mustard, but I'm not, like, scared to death of it. I just hate it.
Oh, I know your ears, this guy.
So I'm going to say being folded into a couch.
And Eddie said confined spaces.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd say that's it.
Yes.
That's a confined space, all right.
All right.
You can put it on the board.
Eddie and Sky so far in the lead.
And you can put it on the board.
We are putting it on the board.
It's been put on the board.
Do we just want to go?
Put it on the board.
What is George Takei?
Why is he in here?
Hey.
Yes.
What do you want?
Oh, I was just saying.
Yeah, but we're in the middle of a game,
George Takei. You've been MIA for like 6 hours.
Would you all like to see my newly pierced nipples?
No way. No way. We're in the middle of a game.
No, thank you.
At my age,
moving on.
I believe it's very brave.
No, it's
all right.
Not.
Well, kinda.
It's creepy.
It's really creepy.
They're infected.
Okay, next question. John, next question.
All right.
John.
Next question. Again for the gentleman. Listen carefully.
Gentleman's choice.
What will your partner say?
Focalin.
Is the one thing that he or she did recently that you're still waiting for an apology for?
Oh, damn it.
Oh. Is everything an answer?
Can you repeat the question, please?
What will your partner say is the one thing that he or she recently did that you're still waiting for an apology for? That's bad grammar, man.
Still waiting.
I keep reading it wrong.
I'm actually Filipino.
No, you're not.
I'm just,
you're not.
I'm just kidding.
No. I know. That's not funny, though. Not
I'm Filipino. Just kidding.
That's not funny, though.
I didn't mean it to be funny. Okay. It was just a joke.
Will you just write down the answer?
I'm done with mine.
Oh, really, Takai?
Well, yes.
Who's your partner?
Who's my partner? His name is Jim.
All right. Zeph, are you ready? Yeah. All right. We're going to start with couple number three, Rob and Seth.
This is going to be interesting.
You know, water can have calories, depending.
Huh? What will your partner say is the one thing that you recently did that you're still waiting for an apology for?
I'm going to say nothing.
Your answer is
nothing.
Nothing?
Well, Zeth? That's not the way Zeth sees it.
No? Oh.
Zeth says, freaking out at the fantasy football draft.
Oh,
I agree.
Oh, yes.
I agree with that.
Wow. Great answer.
Rob, oh, what? Get in the game, dude.
An apology.
Good job, Zeth.
He needs to apologize to me for that. Ridiculous.
All right, couple number one.
Ridiculous.
Yo. Eddie and Sky. Sky, what is the one thing that you're still waiting for an apology for?
Are you just talking to her and telling her something?
She's,
you were talking.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
No.
I mean, I want to say for him yelling at me, but I don't know if that's too vague of an answer.
It's the other way around, Goofball.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I need to apologize to you for something?
Yes.
Oh, for the hot button of being a control freak and getting all up in your business and whatever.
And Eddie said telling me how to do my job.
Yeah. Oh, that's a given.
He does tell him how to do his job.
Well, I don't tell him. I just remind.
Quite often
I just remind
does.
People.
He's a professional, though.
But I remind people.
All the time.
Did we not get a point for that?
Yeah, no, beam me up.
I did not give you a point
fatty.
For it.
We get a point for that.
George?
Scotty or Fatty?
No way.
Hey, Takai.
Beam me up, Fatty.
Hey, Takai.
Weird.
Yes.
Were Eddie and I talking about the same thing?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Oh, okay, very good.
I believe so.
George knows.
Put it on the board.
Put it on the board.
Know each other better than your spouses do.
Get out of here, George Takei.
Couple number two, George Takei and Ashley.
Oh, my goodness, it's 5:23. I've got to begin the Stern Show in a couple of minutes.
You do the Stern Show?
Yes, I'm the announcer for
you
that
are?
Show.
Yes. Well, how long have you been doing that?
Why are you on our show,
since
then?
The change to Sirius.
Oh, are you liking it there, or?
I love it. I love it. It's a wonderful atmosphere to work in, especially as a gay man.
Oh, really?
Well, that doesn't seem right. I mean, do you, like, record your parts, or do you do them live every day?
Do I record my parts? No, I keep them in my trousers.
George.
That was a joke. That was
such
a
joke.
It was a fine joke.
You're such a joker, George Takei.
You want to know who's handsome?
No.
Yes.
Bud Selig.
No, that's disgusting.
No, he's my age. We both are into the oldies. And
stop it.
Sock hop.
Get out of here.
All right.
That's what we call it.
Okay.
Couple number two, Mike and Ashley. Ashley, what is the one thing that you recently did that Mike is still waiting for an apology for?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing.
Are
really?
You joking?
Nothing.
Recently?
You couldn't think of one thing.
I couldn't think of anything.
Nothing.
Recently?
Okay,
no.
Answer's nothing.
I mean, if you want to take it a year back, I could have a whole list for you.
Did you put nothing?
But no. Recently?
Oh, what did you put?
I put flipping out on Rob.
Oh, flipping out on Rob. That's different.
Switch?
That is a zero.
But I do.
I was going to go half and half.
Okay. On a bae-bae?
We can switch it up.
Whatever you want. You're the host.
We'll go half and half.
Go halves on a bae-bae.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Again, for the gentleman.
Pay attention.
Question number four.
You haven't been.
I'm all good.
What will your partner say he or she was most teased about as a little kid?
Who was teased about?
What will your partner say?
This is for the guys.
He or she was most teased about as a little kid.
So I have to...
Your partner, what was she teased about as a little kid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I've got mine written down.
You ready? Everyone's set? All right. Couple number one, Eddie and Sky. Eddie, what
selling you drugs.
Sky,
no.
What will Eddie say you were sensitive most teased skin about as a little kid?
Sensitive skin. That's funny.
My gobs and gobs of money.
Whatever. Oh,
being
gosh
white.
Well, two
many
things,
white servants.
Two things come to mind. I kind of was teased a little bit because I was flat chested. I was a late bloomer. I was a late bloomer. But I think I've talked more with Eddie about being teased about my nappy hair.
Teased about
so
your nappy
that's
hair.
That's my answer.
And Eddie said, "Oh, your hair! Wow."
You wouldn't be able to do this with your own wives and husbands.
No.
Not this well.
It's crazy. It's we haven't
wow
missed one.
They haven't all missed right one.
Couple number two, Mikey
sick
and Ashley. Ashley, what will Mike say you were most teased about as a little kid?
Being pigeon-toed.
Being pigeon-toed. Mike, your answer is?
There it is.
Being pigeon-toed.
And you can put it on the board.
Put it on the board.
Yes. Couple number three, Rob and Zeth.
Yeah.
Rob, what will you say Zeth said you were most teased about
I'm
as a little kid?
Have to play it safe and gonna say that he says height.
Your height. And his answer is?
He's short.
Ah! Yeah,
there you go.
He's so teeny.
Nice.
He is very a mini
well,
mini.
Well
a
done.
Mini,
all mini we can hope for is for Sky and
a mini mini
to miss one. In order for any of us to have
I
a chance,
it,
they
right
gotta miss one.
It's right.
Okay, we're not gonna.
They gotta miss one.
Okay, this will be the last question for the gents.
Thank God.
And then we switch, Rob.
And we take a 2-second intermission so I can pee.
Oh. All right, guys.
Do you need a...
No. George, the guy,
George, no.
We don't need...
Please.
Whatever you're going to say, we don't.
I know where the can is.
No can.
We're good.
Look.
I'll show you to the John.
No. Please.
Show you to the John.
No. Hey.
Hey, man.
Get out of here.
All right.
Please.
The head's right down the
hall. Okay.
Question number five, last one for the guys. What will your partner say is the one thing he or she is really interested in that you couldn't care less about?
Oh, there's so many.
What will your partner say is the one thing that he or she's really interested in
easy
that you couldn't care less about?
Easy.
You better get this one, Mike.
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 Miguel. Miguel.
Oh, I
everyone
got this
set
one. Yeah.
All right, couple number two, Mike and Ashley.
Mike.
Ashley, what is the thing that you're most interested in that Mikey could not care less about?
MTV.
MTV?
Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh-oh.
And Mikey's answer is... hip-hop, dancing, or music. Oh, well.
No, yeah.
That's not it
wrong
at
bell
all.
Close, right?
We will not put that one on the board.
A little close.
You can't put it on the board.
Mm-hmm. MTV is certainly right.
I know. There's quite a few,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
Yoga.
Yeah.
Yoga, the jazzercise.
Beach, the beach.
Gymboree.
Everything.
Playgroup.
Wait.
Play dates.
Playdates.
Couple number three, Rob
naps,
and Zeth.
The bottle, all that stuff. Breastfeeding.
Rob, yeah, what is the thing that you're most interested in that Zeth could not care less about?
Easy.
It's got to be the Patriots or the Red Sox. It has to be. It's got to be Boston, yeah, sports.
Boston sports?
The Red Sox.
The Red Sox.
Yeah.
You can put it on the board.
And you can put it on the board.
We put that one on the board. Couple...
And you can put it on the board.
Couple number one, Eddie and Sky. Sky, what is the one thing you're most interested in that Eddie could not care less about?
Oh, that I'm the most?
Will you pay attention?
I keep hitting these
I
bad words.
I only repeated it like five times.
You confused me.
And we've already played with the two other people.
Come on, Sky.
Well, okay, then that's obvious. My cats.
Eddie said cats.
They are unbelievable. They're 5 for 5?
Yeah, they're really good. Boy. 5 for 5, yeah. All right.
Why do we even play?
We're 5 for 5.
So now we're going to switch.
All right.
Switch to Baloo.
Right, we'll be talking
here,
to the women
gotta
now.
You got
to
grab this. You got to take this to Zethiana Oates.
Zethiana.
We're
going to
bring up the rear, Mike.
All right.
I'm going to have to ask him.
I mean on that.
Hey, Takai.
George.
Inappropriate.
You've got to go on the air with Howard. You need to get going, bro.
Yeah, you got to get to stepping.
Has anyone made any coffee around here?
Yeah, there's some in the... Well, what am I saying?
Oh.
Get out of here, man.
Oh, George.
Yes, George, get out of here.
One last request before I go.
Oh, please go. No.
What?
Can anyone tie me off?
That was 5 hours ago.
Yeah. Come on,
enough
George.
Is enough.
For
Does
real?
Anyone have any rock tar heroin?
Okay.
Stop it.
It's black and sort of gummy.
Shut up.
Yes, I do.
Who is that?
Sammy Sosa.
Oh,
doesn't
bueno.
Sound like Sam.
Oh,
Sammy's really tired.
Sammy Sosa, you sound very different.
Yes. Jorge Takai.
Oh, oh man.
What did you say?
Jorge Takai.
That's bad.
What?
We're moving on.
Tango Sueño.
Moving on.
Okay,
anyway,
so
about that heroin.
The story guy is not a heroin user.
I'm a heroin addict.
No, you're not.
What?
No, you're not.
I'm not just a user.
You
know, no, I don't use it recreationally.
What the hell?
It's destroying my life.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Maybe a shrink or something.
Celebrity
buddy.
Voice impersonator.
You're welcome to all the Halloween you want, but I am muling it right now.
Okay.
If you want to go in and get it.
Oh,
who is that?
I don't understand.
Bingo.
Oh,
bingo.
Oh, my
Oh, head rush. Oh,
oh man.
My head hurts.
The scores as they stand right now, Eddie and Sky in the lead with 5, Rob and Zeth with 3, and Mikey and Ashley with 1 point.
Oh,
we've gotten 2.
I thought we had 2 as well.
I thought I had 4.
I have no record of 2.
What were the questions? We
oh,
got
yeah,
2.
They did get 2. They got pigeon-toed, and then they also got watermelon.
Yeah, pigeon-toed
hey,
and watermelon.
Sean!
You're right.
Pigeon-toed melon eater.
That's right.
It, like it matters.
Right.
We're gonna kill it right
coming
here.
Up,
okay, I'm sorry.
Here.
You guys are in last place.
She knows me better. She knows me, and I know her.
Yep.
All right. Let's get this.
All right.
I don't
now
know.
We're talking to the women.
Okay.
Hello.
Robbie and Zeth.
Yes. Okay, ladies.
Yes.
Will your partner say you think he or she comes up with more stupid questions, stupid answers, or stupid problems?
Oh, God.
Say that one more time.
Will your partner say you think that he or she comes up with more stupid questions, stupid answers, or stupid problems?
I hate these questions. So who?
Wait, yeah, so who thinks? This is like,
well, Sean, you can phrase it with the gender. You don't have to do he or she,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That'll help me a lot.
Yeah, and
because
well,
we're
you'd
the,
be the only
so
one.
Yeah, and Rob knows he's a girl, so it's cool.
Just even use Sky and Eddie as put it in the, like that.
Right.
Yeah, just say Sky and Eddie.
And then I get it.
We're
yeah,
all
me
so
too.
Really difficult.
It's 5:35. After 29 hours on the air.
Thank you.
Okay.
We should have been gone already.
Listen up.
Okay.
Gone.
Throw us a bone, Sean.
Will your partner say...
Does anyone have any TP?
Why do you TP? Georgia guy?
BYOTP, bro.
No, I brought a porta potty.
Did you have an accident?
You hey. Brought a porta potty?
George.
Guys, this is empty.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Jeez, man.
Yes.
Okay. Enough.
I don't use this.
Don't use regular paper. It's not good for you.
Can you believe that you even
use your shirt?
Eddie! What? Don't help him.
He made a mistake. Okay.
No. All right, please. You're grossing me out.
No man. Towel. Where'd you even get that, George? Whose towel is
yeah,
that?
George.
You walk in here and only a towel.
That's weird.
I just came from the gym.
You mean just gym?
Yeah.
There it is.
The butt.
Zing.
I say it right, Sean, so we
Sean
understand
it right.
Say it so we understand.
It's
English, bro.
It's English.
Come on, Sean, figure it out.
These are all lame.
Man,
Sudoku puzzles.
Will yeah. your partner hey, say?
No. Say it right.
We got the freaking Zodiac over here. Translated.
Wow. Awesome. Wow.
That was a good one. More tired she gets, the smarter she is.
Shut up.
It's true.
Shut up.
So stupid.
Do you have any more of that?
What?
I can't do this anymore. I feel like my brain is cracking.
Brain freeze, more like it.
Oh, God.
Okay, how many brain days fart. Have we been here? Three?
Brain overload.
Let's do a cook-off.
All of the All above. All right.
Oh, dude, yes.
I'm making
breakfast. A breakfast cook-off.
I'm in. Jay, go set it up.
All right.
Oh, poor Jay.
Okay. Hey, let's get this together.
What's going on?
What's up?
We were playing something.
What do you want?
George Takei's wedding game. What are we doing?
Would you like me to sing my favorite song right now?
No.
I kind of want to hear it.
You guys. No, you guys.
I kind of want to hear it.
You're encouraging him.
I would love to hear that. People might.
It's a brand new song.
Yeah, I'm in.
Wow, an original?
Yes.
Little ditty?
I love this song.
Get after it.
It goes like this.
Yeah.
Hey, you, I don't like your girlfriend. No way. I think you need a new one. Hey, you, I don't like your girlfriend.
What?
I want to laugh harder, but I'm so tired.
That's weird.
I'm out of breath.
I mean, George Takei, that is
I'm out
weird.
Of it's so funny, but it hurts.
Oh, my God.
No, just a break a little
out.
More.
The
just a little more.
Oh, that was. Oh, my God.
Evan, you heard that one?
Oh, wow. Hey, language, buddy.
Hey, we're all
this isn't safe harbor anymore.
This ain't satellite radio, Ty.
I'm sorry. You're not familiar with the song?
Well, no.
It's by a Jewish girl named Avril Lavigne.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Dude, no more. I can't take anymore. I can't take anymore. This is so stupid.
I know. I hope the Jewish League of Americans doesn't get all up in my grill.
George, you don't talk like that. Come on. Oh, who are you trying to fool?
That's a wonderful song.
That's a stuff right there.
So weird.
That's better than tying off.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it wasn't a hit after all.
I guess.
So.
So what?
That's funny. I don't think I remember the question.
Why does George Takei only show up on the 28-hour show for 2 years in a row? Never any other time. The rest of the year, he's never showed up. 2 years in a row, a guy stops by the 28-hour show.
Big fan.
It's amazing. What the hell?
To use the toilet, silly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, please.
Unreal.
Back to the game, please.
Oh, we were playing a game.
Sean!
I'm one of the only Filipino men with an Audi.
The car or the belly button?
No, not an Audi. An outie.
An outie.
You're not Filipino.
I know, I'm just kidding.
George,
that's a bad joke.
It's a really bad joke, dude.
Well, don't you get it?
Shut up! I'm freaking serious.
Dude!
Shut up!
No lying.
More! No more! That's the last one. I'm serious. I will shut this thing down. I'm not kidding.
You're out of control. Oh, get it together, dude. George.
I can't get that damn song out of my
head. Right, sing it again, then.
Hey, you.
Really get into it this time.
Yeah.
I don't like your girlfriend.
Catchy. It's really catchy.
Oh, no.
I can't breathe.
Please.
What other songs do you like?
Yeah, what other songs?
Are there any other originals?
That's the only song I know on the radio right now.
What about an oldie?
George Michael.
No, I don't like any of the... I don't like to sing the old ones. I like the new ones. I love
Fergie?
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Fergie.
Do you know the new Kanye?
Yes, I do know the new Kanye. Let me sing that one. That one goes, work it, make it, feel it, shine it, feel it better, faster, stronger.
Oh, you're pretty hip, Darshan.
Thank you. And then the black man kicks in. He says, No, don't kill me. Will only make me stronger. I want you to hurry up now. Because I can't wait much longer.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Your business here is done. Get out. I'm not kidding anymore.
You're serious now?
Dead serious.
Okay, he's serious now, George. You gotta go.
I'll leave.
He's the producer.
I'll leave. I'm serious.
Y'all want me to get any Denny's?
Denny's?
What's up with the y'all?
Y'all. Yeah, you're...
My niece told me. That I'm like an old Polaroid camera. I'm outdated, she said.
Oh, really?
Yes, and she said, Uncle George, you've got enough going against you being Filipino and all.
Wait,
you just said you weren't.
I'm sorry. She said,
hey,
she said, with you being Chinese.
Chinese, bro.
You never said that.
You're Japanese, dude.
No.
You're Japanese.
From Japan.
Man.
Yes. And so she loaned me her iPod Shuffle.
Nice. You like how it clips on? It's very lightweight.
It clips on.
Yeah.
It hurts. No more.
Oh,
get out of here.
He's being serious.
I can't.
Do you hear how serious?
Roll up.
My nipples are infected.
Oh, no. Gay.
Gay.
Get out.
Gay.
Get out.
Gay.
I will gay bash you.
Oh, my God.
Be sure to catch me on Heroes on NBC.
All right.
Cheap plug, man.
Right?
Cheap plug.
That was a cheap plug.
Is that what this was all about the whole time?
Yes, the whole time.
Yes. To get my plug in for my show.
That's pathetic, George Takei. That's pathetic. You're a disgrace, man. Have some respect.
Got to get my plug off.
No, fuck you. I mean, what the?
Oh, my God.
Multiple personality disorder over there.
I can't take it. I can't take it.
Stop it. I need to breathe. I
can't take this anymore.
I'm a plug whore. All
right.
Come on. All right. Come on. Moment of silence.
Let's get back to the game.
Yeah. Sean.
Yeah, man.
Sean, did you figure out that question yet?
Who the hell?
By the way, welcome to the wonderful world of
AIDS.
No!
You had to do it.
How dare you?
You had to do it.
You're almost recovered.
We thought we were done with that. Unbelievable.
Thank you. No. Yes, thank you.
No.
That was the wonderful world. It's the wonderful world of Disney and AIDS.
Wonderful world.
I get AIDS and Disney confused all the time.
Okay.
Oh, easy to do.
So do I have AIDS or are we going to Disneyland?
You choose. We'll call it Lady's Choice. Oh, my head hurts so bad.
Oh, for real.
I cannot.
Why is there so much pain in the head?
My head hurts so bad.
I'm lightheaded.
Celebrity voice impersonated.
Yeah.
Holy cow. That was the funniest thing you've ever done in your life.
Yeah.
In your life. And I've known you most of it. Oh, my God. I've never laughed so hard in my life.
My head hurts so bad.
Jesus.
Thank you.
That woke us up.
Wow.
I wonder if they're still waiting to see who wins this game.
Oh, what are we playing?
P1 drill instructor, are you still waiting? Drill instructor. Oh, no.
Semper Fi.
Why, it's only been like an hour and a half.
I think he had to hang up. Did you hang up, drill instructor? Yeah, he left. How about Sainsaw? Are you there, Sainsaw?
In the house.
Wow.
You hung with us. Through all that craziness.
It was awesome, though.
Hang on the line.
Good man.
Oh, P1 Gunslinger, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Gunslinger. Oh. Yeah.
My head hurts. Hang on.
I didn't hang up this time.
Thank you.
Wow.
Like, my head is throbbing.
Dude, it's like right here.
Yeah.
Mine, too.
I got a bottle of Tylenol in the office.
I got one right here.
Is it Tylenol?
Yeah.
Can I have some?
Tylenol Extra Strength Rapid Release Gels.
I like you.
Rebecca gets those every year for the 28-hour show.
She's the best.
She is the best.
I love her.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I need a drink.
Is George Takei?
Anybody got a vodka?
No, wait. Right. Hey.
Baseball, you were with us for this year.
What up? We got any water in there?
What up?
Yeah, that's what I want.
I can't.
I can't.
No, Eddie, get back in the game.
Not an ounce of laughter left in me.
Eddie, that's jump on my back. I got you. Come on, shake a bake.
No, you're very sweaty.
Hey, what
I'm not too bad
that?
Right now.
What started it?
George Takei started that.
I know, but do you remember what it was?
Yeah, George Takei.
He just showed up.
He's popping
I know,
in.
But wasn't there like a thing?
Something no.
There was nothing.
For no reason we did that?
Yes.
Did what? He just showed up. Like he's been doing this entire show.
Flounder, did you hear any of that?
Darius, that was pretty good.
Oh.
Okay. We better finish the game. We got to have a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And I don't understand the question, so we got to...
Come on, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean, figure
you
it out.
You could do it.
Come on, Shawnee, oh boy.
I know.
You solved the puzzle.
All right, here we go.
It's like the Da Vinci Code.
This is a question for the women.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Will your partner say you think she comes up with more stupid questions, stupid answers, or stupid problems?
So this is what I think about Ashley?
Oh.
I'm confused again. Will you use Sky and Eddie or put me and Mike in it?
I got it.
Will you just answer it for me?
Explain it.
How does it work, Eddie?
We're answering what we think.
Oh, this is confusing.
Oh, you almost had it.
Can I just write down a number?
Who's the guy?
Wait, I think I have it.
What's going on,
Ashley? Sky, we and Robbie, we need to decide if our partner would either be a person who has stupid questions, stupid answers, or stupid ideas.
No. What it's what you guys think we think you guys.
What?
Are you sure? Dude, you Sean, read it again. Like translate
right
it.
That's not funny,
it's what
dude.
We're going to say about them
I don't
what
know.
We think about them.
No, dude, that's
read
a
it again,
double negative.
Double jeopardy.
That's a double
you get it?
Hey,
Sean, you
out.
Get it, right?
So yeah, dude.
I'm right on.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm saying, okay, I think Sky comes up with more blank.
Are you sure?
And it's me saying I think Ashley does.
Yes.
So what am I saying?
Will your partner
what your partner will say.
Will your partner say
about you? About you.
You think.
No, you think.
No. You said spider.
I can't even get through it. I can't even get through it.
They're so dumb, Sean. I got it.
Just read it.
I got it.
Okay. My answer is no.
Okay, I got an easy thing. So I'm supposed to pretend that I'm out of the room. That's easy when you do it that way. I'm out of the room and you would pretend that. That Eddie's out of the room, and you would pretend that.
What he says.
See,
that if
what he says.
Say it
that
again,
you do,
Sean.
What he says that you do.
Say it again,
what
Sean.
He thinks you do.
Will your partner say?
Jay is thinking. Jay, I could see on Jay's face his emotions like, this is the stupidest people I've ever seen in my life.
I'm talking to me and Sky and Rob. Okay, go, Sean.
Okay, talk to me.
Will your partner say?
Well, Mikey say.
So, you think she comes up with more stupid questions?
I think that
stupid answers or stupid problems.
Oh man.
So he thinks I come up with
Yep.
Stupid what?
Is a stupid does.
What were the answers?
Stupid
again?
Questions, stupid answers, or stupid problems.
Oh god, this is tough.
I got
easy.
It.
Yep.
Easy.
Easy.
Easy. Easy.
All right. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with couple number one, Eddie and Sky. Eddie.
We have a game based around it, Stupid Answers.
And Sky, you said answers.
Yeah, baby. But really could be all three.
Couple number two, Mikey and Ashley.
We're riding offense. A high right now.
No why offense.
Would you,
I mean, I said no offense.
You, I didn't hear that.
Ashley, can I get your answer, by the way?
You want my answer?
Yes,
I thought you have to get my answer.
You get
well,
answer.
I need to know.
Well, no,
hers
I'm writing it down.
Writing it down.
No, yeah, she's writing.
Oh,
it down.
Oh, you're writing it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great. Okay, Mikey, go ahead. What do you think?
Stupid answers.
And Ashley said, "Stupid answers."
Yay.
Although I know you were thinking all of the above.
Yeah. Couple number three, Rob
Whatever.
And Zeph.
Hey, you be quiet.
Oh, yeah. Go.
Zeph.
If I could turn back time.
Wait, you said you didn't like old songs.
I just remembered this one by Cher.
You're wearing the same outfit she did on the boat for the video.
What
That's disgusting.
What do you think?
It's disgusting.
It's really bad. especially with your infected nipples.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Saggy butt cheeks.
They really are infected.
Okay. Zeth, put Zeth's mic on.
Who is Zeth? Hey, Beth.
Hey.
With your answer.
I put stupid questions.
God, I put problems and I didn't. Yeah.
Oh, no. Stupid Rob.
That's no good. That's no good.
Well, I didn't get the question, so that's a stupid problem.
Moving on to the second question for the women.
That. I didn't even get that.
Take it slow.
Coming out of my mouth right now.
If your partner was a product and came with a warning label, what would she say you think the warning label would be? And say it like you're reading her label right now.
So my label? Okay, so what you would say, my label would read.
Yes. Correct.
Wait, so what Zeth would say, my label would read.
What Ashley would say,
yes,
my
sweetie.
Label would read.
Is that right?
Wait, no.
So it's an ad?
I can't do this.
It's a warning label.
Warning label. You would be like wearing.
My dear.
You are wearing.
No, you're wearing the label.
I'm wearing it.
Are you kidding me with this?
Yes.
My gosh.
No, Mikey's wearing it.
I'm wearing it.
No.
No.
If I'm out of the room and he's asking her the question, he's saying, what do I think she will think my warning label would say?
Oh, dude, that made it so confusing.
What?
Yeah.
Sean.
Can we,
That's how I heard it. It's what she thinks.
Her warning label.
Her warning.
Yeah.
No, because we just did the guys, and the guys have to ask questions about the girls. Now I'm trying to get to how well do I know Mikey? So
I
what
so
warning
too.
Label do I think Mikey would wear?
That's right.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Right.
We switched.
Well, wait, the question.
George
Sean,
Takai.
That's the way I heard it. I don't know if Sean's.
Sean.
He's reading
Sean,
it.
Sean, help
That's
us.
How I heard
if
it.
Your partner.
Mikey.
Tell us in normal
no, just
thought.
Say it how you mean it. Don't explain it. I mean. just tell. Who do you want us to explain, Sean?
If your partner was a product and came with a warning label.
Okay. Mikey.
Me.
What would she say?
What would he say?
What would he say? You think the warning label would be?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, so it's about the partner. Yeah.
See? Told you. See, well, we were right on that last one.
She said.
I know. Sean messed it up. I told you he's
the
freaking Zodiac.
Written. That's the way it's written.
He's the... Well, yeah.
Yes, he's the Zodiac.
He's the Zodiac.
I'm the Zodiac. That's why.
Let's do this.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ, San Diego.
The following takes place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Guys, we've been on the air 24 hours.
Wow.
We've been on the air 24 hours. We only have 4 hours left and then we're done. And we can go home and go night-night.
So now we do the show.
Yeah, now we just do the show like we would normally do when we came in. We would do the show right now.
It's good.
So what would my warning label say?
And say it like you're reading his label right now.
So it's got to be kind of creative.
A little bit.
How are we supposed to get this? I don't even think Sky and Eddie will get this in this. It's like, you know, they know each other.
I got a good one, though.
All right, I got
it.
I got
it.
Simple,
I got it.
Think about...
I know what it is.
All right, here we go. We're going to start with couple number two, Mikey and Ashley. Ashley.
I have to say...
Mikey has to answer.
I have to say what
I think Mikey.
You're
the worst host ever.
I believe that Ashley says that my label will say... Do not take with alcohol.
Ashley?
Oh, that was a good one, Mike.
That was a good one, and that was my first one.
Oh.
I switched it to has ADD. Be prepared to repeat yourself repeatedly.
That's good. That's good, but the obvious one, I think, is the alcohol. But
that
I
was
like
my
the
first
ADD
one, was going to be addict, taking small doses.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, boy, that's too much information.
I'll say it is.
Couple number three, Rob and Zeth. Zeth.
I picture Takai getting dragged out of the studio. And as he's out, like, he's trying to get anything in as he's being dragged out. And he's like, welcome to the wonderful world. I said it.
We heard it. Mm-hmm.
Can you bring up Zeth, please?
Yes.
Zeth.
Oh.
What do we got, Odie's?
I put May Cry on contact.
Oh, yeah.